This is episode number 14. Life is like exercise. The harder it is, the stronger you become.
Welcome to the Innovate Ology podcast, where it is all about unleashing the creative side to find those brilliant, disruptive ideas to validate and build innovative solutions to solve life's problems.
Welcome back to Innovateology. This is your host, Mary Michael, and today we're with Linda and Melissa. And today we'll be talking about innovating your life by cutting your workout time and gaining muscle. So taking care of yourself is key. One of the most important is exercise. Think of it this way. Exercise is a goal that pays back again and again. Not only does it make you feel better that day, but by building muscle and endurance, it helps you with other goals in life because it gives you energy to do much more. More of the goals with your family, business, career, and business development, and personal development too. Exercise has also been shown to be good for depressive symptoms. Considering only 20.8% of American adults meet current physical activity recommendations, it's important to examine the psychological process that affects exercise motivation and behavior. Motivation comes from two choices. One is extrinsic, meaning it's outside of yourself. Like, I want to have a better appearance, or I want people to know that I'm healthy or competitive. Or intrinsic, meaning it comes from within, like satisfaction or enjoyment. The top excuses for not exercising is not enough time, or can't afford, or don't want to go to the gym, or it's too hard to start. So no more excuses, no more magic fix for a long, healthy life. But exercise comes darn close. So get moving with exercise. And there's a great approach called HIIT, or high intensity interval training. There we go. This technique will help you get stronger in less time. So some questions we help you answer. Why do you need to gain muscle and keep fit? Number two is, what is HIIT, or high intensity interval training? And how can I easily do this at home? So just a quick disclaimer, this blog and podcast are not designed, nor does it provide medical advice in any way, shape, or form, or provide diagnosis, opinion, treatment, or services to you or any other individual. So with that, let's go right into, what is aging muscle loss and how do people get it and how many people have it? So with that, let's turn it over to Melissa and Melinda.
Okay. Have you felt like your body has been losing muscle? If you're getting older, most likely you are. Today, we're going to quickly go through the science about losing muscle mass and then give you tools to start gaining muscle in the least amount of time. Muscle strength reaches its maximal level at about 30 years of age and then starts to decline after you turn 50, with you losing about 50% of your total muscle mass by your 70s. And that if you add on top of that, that your muscle mass accounts for 60% of your total body mass and you're losing it, you know, in your 50s and 70s, it's vital to maintain your muscle mass. The two things, poor nutrition and physical inactivity, are well known to contribute to muscle loss. In the U.S., approximately 88% of people do not perform muscle strengthening exercises, so only 22% do. And 80% of older people could benefit from improvements in their diet, including increasing your protein and fiber intake. Besides poor nutrition and inactivity, other contributing factors are if you have a chronic illness, cancer, going through cancer treatments, diabetes, obesity, liver disease, and others. Muscle loss has also been found to be correlated with if you have a low level of vitamin D, vitamin B12, or omega-3 fatty acids, and that has been shown in clinical studies. Muscle skeletal aging is a major public health concern, owing to the demographic shifts in our population. Muscle loss from aging affects over 50 million people today and will affect over 200 million in the next 40 years. In 2000, the estimated direct healthcare cost attributed to aging muscle loss is about $18 billion just to the U.S. It is one of the most important causes of fatigue, falls, functional decline, and the loss of independence of older adults.
Well, Melissa, what are the top overall ways to improve muscle mass?
Well, big picture, you can look at two ways to increase muscle gain or just slow down your muscle loss. One big one is resistant exercise, which means strength training, and the other is nutrition, number two. So resistant exercise is the simplest, most feasible, and inexpensive strategies to combat the onset of muscle loss and reduce your rate of recline. Even people who are sedentary in their 80s can demonstrate a sharp increase in muscle mass and strength following short-term resistance training. So if people in the 80s can do it, anybody can do it. So number two is nutrition. You have to get at least 25 grams of high quality protein at each main meal. And a lot of older adults are not doing that. You also need adequate vitamin D intake to maintain your blood levels to greater than 50 units. So I was just reading, 88% of people in America do not have adequate vitamin D. So you need to get tested for vitamin D. So to get your protein, you need to eat high leucine or protein foods. So that includes cheese, beef, chicken, pork, nuts, seeds, fish, seafood, and beans have, in clinical trials, shown to increase muscle mass. Also, you need to get your omega-3 fatty acids, which I get through small fish like sardines, three times a week.
Well, so how do you identify muscle loss?
So there's, you know, in the clinical paper, scientists use three ways to measure muscle loss. So how big your muscles are, you know, or the mass of your muscles. They can use imaging tests like a CAT scan, an MRI, or a DEXA scan. They also they look at your muscle strength. So they do a hand grip strength test. So that's correlates well with your leg strength also. And then they look at your overall physical performance. Like there's a short physical performance battery test, which looks at your balance, your gait speed, and, you know, your chair standing. So you can explore these methods on the internet or go to your local gym and get tested.
That's interesting. Well, what is a high intensity interval training exercise plan, and what is the principle that makes it work in the least amount of time?
So HIIT, as Mary said, or high intensity interval training, is a form of interval training, and it's a cardiovascular exercise strategy that alternates short periods of real intense exercise with less intense recovery periods. So it's a concept where one performs a short burst, meaning at your maximum intensity exercise, by a brief low intensity, and then you just repeat this over and over. The high intensity, low intensity, high intensity, low intensity. So it can be applied to aerobic exercises like running. So you sprint, run, or to exercise resistant exercises like squatting. So here's an example of HIIT. Is to warm up, you would do 30 seconds of push-ups and then 30 seconds of rest again, and then again for 10 minutes three times a week. Or you could do 20 seconds of an all-out sprint, then 2 minutes of in a much slower pace. So again, you're letting you're doing only 20 second sprint on the treadmill, and then you're doing a 20 second slower pace. So you can even apply this to walking if you're just a walker. So you walk fast for 30 seconds, and then you walk your normal pace for 2 minutes. You can look at what you currently love to do in your workout and see what to do, how to interval it, meaning make it faster and harder in teeny small intervals. It's this way of doing exercise is huge because it becomes much more effective than normal cardio because the intensity is higher and you're able to increase both your aerobic and anaerobic endurance while burning. You actually burn more fat this way. So in the research, HIIT has been shown to burn abdominal fat tissue more effectively than low intense exercise, up to 50% more efficiently. It has also been shown to speed up your metabolism, which helps you burn more calories throughout the rest of the day. So if we look at it again in detail, it can be described as an exercise session composed entirely of HIIT techniques or a component of your exercise plan. It generally consists one of a warm-up period. Then again, you do several repetitions of a high-intensity exercise separated by a medium or slow intensity for recovery. And then you do a cool down period. Now, this all may be only like 20 minutes total. So the high-intensity exercise should be done at your near maximum level. So you really want to be pushing yourself as hard as you can. The slower exercise can be about 50% of your intensity. So, you know, it could be just as little as 3 repetitions in just 20 seconds for an intense exercise if you're doing like strength training. So like I'm talking, there's no specific formula for HIIT. So, you know, you can do just as slow as walking. So you look, the only formula that there really is it's a 2-to-1 ratio of work to recovery periods. For example, that means that you do 30 to 40 seconds of hard sprinting alternated with 20 seconds of jogging or walking. So an entire session could last between 4 and 30 minutes. I mean, you could just do a few 10-minute, you know, a couple times a day. So it's a good way to get into your workout.
Well, what kind of results does the HIIT exercise plan have?
Well, this actually concept started in the mid-1990s, and there are scores of studies that have shown the effectiveness of interval training. A recent study compared participants who did a steady state cardio for 30 minutes 3 times a week to those who did 20 minutes of high intensity 3 times a week. So both groups showed similar weight loss, but the HIIT group showed a 2% loss of more body fat than the steady state group, only lost 0.3%. So the HIIT lost 2% of their body fat and the steady state only lost 0.3. So the HIIT group nearly gained 2 pounds of muscle, where the steady state group almost lost 1 pound of muscle. So If you look big picture, you're not just gaining, you're losing more fat and you're gaining more muscle. And you only worked out 20 minutes where those people worked out 30 minutes. So it's great all around.
Wow, it sounds fabulous. And so what's an example of a high intensity interval exercise plan that uses no gym equipment, really just my own body weight?
Yeah, so, you know, we're going to have these on the website you can go to, and there will actually be some workout programs and, you know, show you how to do them. But for HIIT body weight exercises, maybe better with weights when the body is used as a weight. So rather than using, if you don't have any barbells or any kind of weight equipment. You can just use your push-ups, your pull-ups, you know, burpees and or squats, and use different muscle groups, and that can elevate your heart rate. So you would perform them quickly in an interval exercise as an aerobic system. So like 30 seconds on and 30 seconds off, you know, so you're doing, here's an example. So you might do a warm up for 1 minute, which is jumping jacks. Then you do your push-ups 3 minutes, 30 seconds on with 30 second rest. Now you're trying your hardest when you're doing the 30 seconds on. Then you go to pull-ups from a bar and you do 3 minutes of that with 30 seconds on doing the pull-ups and then 30 seconds rest. And then for squats, you would do the same thing, 3 minutes. And then you're doing 30 seconds on for the squat and 30 seconds of rest. So you do three sets of each for equal to 10 minutes.
Well, that sounds great. Most those exercises into our daily schedules. Any other examples?
There's a plan called Tabata 9-minute exercise plan. So this is practiced everywhere in the world, from plush commercial gyms to hardcore garage gyms. And it's conducted extensive research on this. And this again is all out for 20 seconds, resting for 10 seconds, and then repeating this on off sequence for just four minutes total. So one of the famous findings demonstrated that 20 seconds of all out cycling on your cycle, followed by 10 seconds of low intensity cycle for 4 minutes, was as beneficial for their VO2 max or your maximal aerobic capacity as doing 45 minutes of just the slow, long cycling. So, you know, that's a huge difference. 4 minutes versus 45 minutes doing the same thing. So here's another one. It's 3-minute warm up. So again, you know, pick the exercise you like to do, burpees or mountain climber. So you do 20 seconds of those, all that you can. Then you do 10 seconds of rest, and then you do 8 of them, and then you cool down, and the total amount is 9 minutes. And we give pictures of what a burpee is and what a mountain climber is on the site.
So, Melissa, what is an example of a HIIT aerobic exercise plan?
All right, so there was a study in 2014 that showed a 10-minute exercise program where it was 3 minutes of warm-up, okay? Then you do 20 seconds all out. Say you pick sprinting, rowing, stair climbing, or maybe you're doing incline walking on your treadmill. Then you do 2 minutes very lightly, and then again, you go back to the 20 seconds all out, you know, as hard as you possibly can, then 2 minutes light, then go 20 seconds all out, and then you cool down for 2 minutes, and that's about 10 minutes total.
That sounds great. And then how about applying in the case of resistance training?
Yeah, so if you use dumbbells, there was a study done with resistant dumbbell trial. So each bout for 40 seconds with 60 seconds recovery in between the two exercises. So, and each repetition for each time you do a repetition, it's 4 seconds, 2 seconds up, 2 seconds down. Okay, so first you would do the warm up. Then say you're doing the bicep curl with a dumbbell. You do 40 seconds of the bicep curls as hard as you can, you know, at the maximum weight. Then do 60 seconds of rest and then start another resistant exercises. So what they normally go is a good sequence where you go, you know, your larger muscles down to your smaller muscles. So you may do a dumbbell lunge, a dumbbell bent over row, a shoulder press, a chest press, then a squat, then abdominal crunch, and then a bicep curl, and then a tricep extension. So again, on the website is pictures of how to do these exercises.
So, well, is this something that a senior citizen could do? Was an application for them?
Right. So, you know, not everybody does squats or, you know, especially if you're an older person. So what they did was, and you'd have to check with your doctor first before you start, but in one elderly study, subjects were assigned to exercise training, underwent a regimen of high intensity progressive resistance training of hip and knee extenders 3 days a week for 10 weeks. So progressive means, you know, you're each week you're using a stronger weight. So they picked hip and knee extensors as the two most important exercises that a senior person can do, because that is very important in their functional activities, like getting up from a chair. And so for each muscle group, the resistance was set at 80% of one repetition max. So the maximum load that could be lifted one full time, then they did 80% of that. Each repetition lasted 6 to 9 seconds, and then 1 or 2 second rest between repetitions, and a 2 minute rest between the 3 sets of 8 lifts. So this is, you know, this was a very elderly group that did this, and it was very successful.
Well, that's really good to hear. It's nice that it can apply regardless of what your current fitness level is. So I'm interested to know, Melissa, then what is your action plan?
So what I want you guys to do out there is, one, identify your muscle loss causes. Are you performing any strengthening exercises? Are you eating enough sufficient protein? Have you had your vitamin D or B12 checked, your blood levels? You know, do you have other issues like chronic illness, cancer, diabetes, obesity, or liver disease? So, you know, where do you think you're losing your muscle? So you should start eating protein at every single meal. Make sure you're getting enough. Go to your doctor and get your vitamin D levels checked. And then start an HIIT interval resistance exercise program today. And you can find it on our site. And you can use, or you can use what you're currently doing and turn it into interval resistance. So, and then you have to increase your level of motivation for exercise by telling yourself or putting up a sign in your house that says what motivates you the most to get out and start moving. Maybe, you know, it's, you're going to have more energy to do the other, maybe you don't like to exercise, but you know it's going to give you more energy to do the other goals in life of what you want to do.
That's a great point, to think about it as really making it possible for you to do so many more things that that perhaps you are limited in without that level of fitness. So I guess just to reiterate, Melissa, where can people get the copy of the workout plans that you discussed?
Right. So go to the website, www.innovateology.com, to start your plan to improve your muscle mass with these 9 to 10 minute interval workout plans. And we also included some links to some books and websites of training instructors who have been doing this interval training workout. There's some great ones on YouTube, along with some books. So those are also on the website. And lastly, I just want to say this is as a disclaimer, you know, what we're talking about here is not designed to, or does not provide medical advice, a diagnosis, opinion, a treatment, or services to you or any other individual. The information provided in this site and through linkages to other sites is not a substitute for medical or professional care, And you should not use this information in place of visiting your doctor or a consultation or advice with your physician or your healthcare provider. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Melissa. This has been a fascinating podcast, even for someone who does come from an athletic background. And I think sometimes when I think about the journey that I've taken in athletics, into triathlon even, it starts with one step at a time. So you don't create an exercise plan overnight. And the best way to do it is not to become a victim of time. But with high intensity training intervals, it's actually, you can take 30 seconds. You can even start with like 15 seconds. And that's the beauty of it. And then you just build up to what you can do. So I just want to take the time and thank Melissa for sharing her insights and the scientific background of why this is so important to incorporate into your daily life and plan. And hopefully we'll start to see some results. So on our blog, tell us what you're doing to incorporate exercise into your busy, chaotic life. We can't wait to hear. And until next time, keep innovating. All right. Thanks, Melissa. Thanks, Linda. And thanks to our audience for listening today. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to the Innovateology podcast. We hope we have generated some disruptive ideas and helped unleash that creative side. Please help us keep innovating and leave us a comment or a review on our website. Till next time, don't stop innovating.